I'd say they might in their garden. I don't know.
If you're talking about tobacco, have you ever heard about a patch of tobacco?
They just don't grow it up there. No, I've never been around.
None of them in Scott County, was?
I don't think so.
That's out on the plateau. You know, in the other parts of North Tennessee, they do it on that plateau area as a whole.
I know. Too much. My sweet mate was, she's from Norristown. That's their main crop.
From Morristown?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my wife's best friend. I've been doing an interview with her from Morristown. Okay, now, what about different kinds of fences that you saw? We're about halfway through this side of tape.
Okay,
different kinds of fences.
Barbed wire fence, electric fence. I don't know what they'd call the length fence or whatever you want to call it.
That was like around chicken yard or something.
Well, chicken wire. But I mean, the fence stands about this high.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fence all the way down that you buy from the car and spread it out. I don't know what that's called.
Mm-hmm. Or it's like a chain link or something like that. What about, do you ever see them, or do anybody have any wood fences? Ever seen
them? Where the wood's laid.
Mm-hmm. Got a name for that?
No.
Yeah. You ever hear any, what, you'd say that Abraham Lincoln used to make what kind of fences?
Across.
Or he used to go out and split what?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear him talking about rail fences?
I might have. Yeah. Something like, rails that goes on the railroad too,
But people wouldn't use those much anymore, would they? So you...
They're not.
You never seen one put together.
Because of cattle.
Okay. What about a...
Yeah.
A kind of fence you might have around your yard sometimes. Maybe it's white, comes at the point like this, and slats it, maybe about this high point. Top, and if you can stand like this all around the front yard, you name for that kind of thing. Did you ever hear anybody call that a picket fence or a paling, anything like that?
Maybe a picket.
What about, okay, if you're putting up a fence, you have to nail the wire to the...
To the boards, to the poles.
Mm-hmm. And if you had to nail it to just one of them, you had to nail it to the... In other words, you gave me a plural, so I'm going to get the singular too. If you talking about poles. Now, if you nailed, if you had just one of them, you had just one.
Nail.
Or poles.
Pole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Any of them make any fences out of stones or rocks? Now, okay, you can answer this one. You know this a bit better than I do. Woman's best dish you should call her.
China.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you were, maybe you saw this, we did it sometimes, we had chickens. If you had a hen and she wouldn't lay, could you ever have anything that they put in her nest to make her, to get her to lay in?
It's been so long since we've had anything to do with chickens.
Mm-hmm. What about, have you ever heard of any, when you're talking about a chive, have you ever seen an egg made of that kind of stuff? Out of the same thing that the dishes are made out of the china?
Yeah, they put they're tin looking like eggs, but they're not.
Yeah. What do you call those things? Do you name them?
It's been so long since
we... China egg or something?
I know they used to break.
Yeah. People used to put those things in hen's nest, like a lay. Well, other people use laying magic and all that kind of stuff too. If you want to take some water, say from a well or something, you take it
in a bucket.
Mm-hmm. What about when your grandparents milked the cow? They put the milk in a what?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's that made out of? Usually, is that
aluminum?
What about the made out of wood?